shows her vicious side. And of course, Chris lies his way back into Andrea's life. And Bree decides she doesn't need any Amaretta. Stay tuned, guys. This is the Little Women ATL After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
We are back, guys, and in full effect.
Yes.
Tonight's episode was so... but we'll get into all that later. I am your lovely host, AJ. And I am here with two people that are so popping that, you know, I got to give them a special introduction, okay? So, we got GC's first lady, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
The first lady. Tell them who you are, Lauren.
I am GC's one and only, Miss Lauren Mayo. Hi, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know you guys heard of the Queen of Atlanta, but let me tell y'all who the Princess of Atlanta is, okay? The one and only, Lexi Fierce.
Hey, hey, I guess I'm the princess.
Girl,
I'll
you the princess.
You the princess.
And of course, as mentioned, I am the one and only AJ, okay? So, before we get into tonight's episode, we have so much to talk about. We got a special segment, and y'all, we got some news and gossip. And this is something you don't want to miss because it's a little juicy, okay?
Juicy.
And we got some tweets, so stay tuned. Stay for the whole show, okay? But before we get into all of that, Lauren, what are your overall thoughts?
My overall thoughts are waiting for more drama.
Mm-hmm. I agree, girl. Lexi, what you think?
You know, I thought this was a cute episode. I liked seeing, you know, Abira and Buttman. We had our stuff with Chris and Andrea. A lot of love and rekindling and coming together in this episode, and I enjoyed watching that.
Well, my thoughts for the episode tonight is... Okay, where is the drama? I need to see some drama happen. It's so slow to me. We need to pick it up, guys. But, you know, Lil V, a.k.a. Abira, she brought the heat for tonight's episode a little bit. So, it got a little heated up. But before we get into, you know, all of that, let's talk about Andrea and Chris first. Because what is going on? How are we feeling about Andrea and Chris's whole relationship? Lexi, go ahead. You look like you got a lot to say.
You know, the heart wants what it wants. I feel like for most women, I've been in situations where I just couldn't let a bad guy go. And she's just kind of stuck in that rotation. I think in a way it's kind of their thing. They fight, they separate, they come back together. It's like something, it's their thing. And so Chris came back like it was nothing. It didn't even seem like he was genuinely sorry. He just knew if he came and said some nice things that she would take him back. And it was really frustrating because at first I felt kind of sorry for her. I was like, wow, why does he keep doing her like this? But if he does you like this all the time, you continue to take him back.
Girl.
Why would he stop doing it? So I think at this point, she likes it. Mm-hmm. It's part of their relationship, and they're just going to continue to do it as long as she lets him.
Lauren, you over there smiling. What you got to say?
I mean, I agree with everything Lexi said, the Princess of Atlanta said. I don't understand. Like, I just need tape on them. Like, you know how you study tape for games?
Yeah.
Like, I need a study tape. Like, what's happening? Like, I guess we saw she almost had him out the door, and then he just kept talking, and whatever he said, she just dropped all her walls, all her guards and defenses, and it's just
sad.
I'm tired of seeing it. At this point, it's like, I can no longer feel bad for you.
Yeah. Girl, we all got that one friend who just, you just gotta be patient with him. I know we all can relate. Y'all ain't never had Andrea as a friend?
Oh, for sure. And I've been Andrea at one point.
Yeah, we all have.
And, you know, I would say her situation is a little different than mine, you know, because they have kids and maybe she wants to stay for the kids. But the kids ain't ever around, so it don't seem like that's really making a factor in this situation. So.
Yeah. And, you know, Andrea said, I just want to talk to him to get closure. But Andrea, what she don't understand is his being absent is her closure. Mm-hmm. She just wants an excuse. She just wants to hear an excuse from him to give her a reason to take him back. Mm-hmm. That's what she really wants. She don't need any closure. And then she was lying, talking about, I'm fine, when she was on the phone with him. Girl, I'm so tired of her.
She's doing so well. He's like, he knows. The thing is, he knows. He's like menacing about it. He's like, oh, you're trying to be strong. Like, he knows that you're so weak for him. Mm-hmm. So it's just sad. And just a PSA for anybody watching, like, this whole closure thing, when does it ever really end well? Like, I don't know. Like, I understand sometimes we feel like that, but it's really just our ego telling us that something, because, like, getting closure always ends in you getting sucked back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, closure is just an excuse for you to talk to somebody.
Yeah, like, it never works.
Listen, you know, an apology without changed behavior is called manipulation, guys. So, I mean, guys, come on, ladies. We got to do better. Forget them dudes. Like, he is... And then, hold on, but not even that, though. At the end, when they had, you know, rekindled, and, you know, she apologized to him.
Oh, my God.
And he even said, what are you apologizing
for? Yeah, I still don't understand what that she apologized for. She totally played it down. She's like, oh, I'm apologizing for being an a-hole. But it's like, you weren't being an a-hole. You were responding to something that he did.
Exactly.
So don't play down what he did for the sake of just making up. But, you know, if she is okay with dealing with that and they continue on with that cycle, then we just got to sit by and let it happen, I guess.
And then, you know, he know because... He came to the house with his suitcase. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes!
The suitcase!
I lost all empathy, sympathy for Amanda when I saw that man rolling with that dang suitcase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he just knew, oh, she gonna take me back, so I might as well just bring my stuff with me. Honestly, I just feel like he had a whole nother girl that he wanted to go and visit. He went and did that, and then came back with his stuff like, I'm home again.
He has another baby mama that we know of. Mm-hmm. That's one. He probably has multiple back in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Andreas, she's crazy, because honestly, he came back to her because he needs some place to stay. Like, honestly, this is what females do not realize. Or women, because I know you don't like me saying females.
Thanks.
This is what women don't realize. If a dude is constantly mistreating you, but you keep taking him back, and you know he don't have no place to stay, he probably don't have a car, and you have all of those things, and he keeps mistreating you, child, he's coming back to you because he has a bed to sleep in. I'm pretty sure she cooks him food.
Oh, yeah.
She takes care of him with her check. Girl, I'll come back to Andrea, too. Girl, come get me.
He probably get a little bit of pocket change for being on this show, too. That was his gas money for the week.
Not for the week.
Girl, ladies, stop loving men more than you love yourself. Okay? That's emotional abuse.
Is it even love? Like,
that's emotional abuse.
I don't understand dysfunction like that.
That was a lot, but...
And his teeth are just pissing me off more and more.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're going to treat a woman like that, at least be fine.
Yeah. And then he got the tattoo...
Yeah.
I never noticed that until today.
I think it's new.
Okay.
I think that's... I think so. Really? We need to go back to some old footage, because I never noticed that till today either.
Do you think he got the tattoo to get her back? Like, I'm saying, like, not in particular this episode, but...
Yeah, at one point.
He probably was like, she's like, prove your love to me, baby.
And it probably worked like a charm.
Yeah. Knowing
her.
Just like this.
Oh, my gosh. He probably cried. Oh, my gosh.
And this one was easy because he didn't even have to do anything.
Yeah.
She apologized. I'm like, girl.
I'm sorry. That was so, like, my heart broke.
Yeah. It's okay. Well, it's not okay, but...
It's not.
Hopefully, you know, sometimes when people rewatch themselves... They can see it from the outside looking in. So it's kind of like they get a view of what everybody else is seeing. So they're more likely to make a more sound judgment. So maybe after watching the episode, she's probably seen how silly she looks. So
if it hopefully hasn't worked in the first four seasons.
Oh, true. You're right. Okay, listen, enough of Chris and Andrea, because they are stressing me. I feel like I need wine whenever I watch them.
Drained.
So let's just go ahead and get to Miss Amaretta. And yes, I said Amaretta, and not like the liquor.
Okay. God.
Miss Juicy meets Amaretta. What did y'all think of Amaretta when was in the booth?
I mean, they were hyping her up so much before she went in the booth. They're like, I hear around town that she's like this great singer, and you know, she's in the booth already, and like the engineer is hyping her up, and I'm like, oh, she about to blow. And then she go in there and I was very disappointed that they hyped me up like that, thinking I was finally going to see some talent on this show, and nothing.
Well, we see talent with the beer and Bump Man, but I get what you mean.
Yeah.
I was disappointed because this is not the Amaretta I know.
Oh, who you know, girl?
I don't know her personally, but the girl, I was showing Lexi, she has, like, 984,000 followers, 100,000 followers. She's almost at 1 million. And she's actually a rapper. I have never heard her sing, so that's why I don't get. And it's funny because on this show they keep using rapping and singing like interchangeably. So, but she's actually like, she can freestyle on a beat. She's been on the radio freestyling. Like, she's actually talented rapping. I don't know what that little like doo-wop thing she got in the booth and did. Mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, this is your opportunity to be on national TV. Like, why didn't you go in there and actually rap? Because she's like, she raps like, she can rap like.
So she's a good rapper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's good. Like, mm-hmm. like Lil Vicious. Like, she's actually talented. Yes, guys. Like, she don't have a million followers for nothing.
We don't have to verify this.
No, for real.
But you know, when you showed me the Instagram and we were talking about her, you said something. You were like, producers probably told her she had to sing because it probably added on to the storyline of them wanting to do a collab with Bree. Mm. So they probably were like, look, we know you're a rapper, but we want you to sing for this so that we can put in the storyline that we want you to sing with Bree. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, her management messed up because she had an opportunity, and I'm telling you guys, like, she's actually good as a rapper. I don't know what that singing was.
Mm. Well, you know, we'll have to get a clip, and we're going to verify this next week, y'all. So stay tuned next week, okay? So speaking of Amaretta, The Cheeks, which is Emily and Bree, they have to, well, Emily doesn't want Bree to collab with Amaretta. And she wants her to, like, not do anything at all. So I want to know, Emily called Bree desperate. Do y'all think that Bree should wait on Emily?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Is she not being loyal by continuing the career?
No. And the fact that she even used the word desperate, like, that's some manipulation in mind. Effery, if you will. That's so mean to say to somebody that's your friend and it's been as supportive to you as Bree has been to her.
Yeah.
I mean, Emily did make a point where she said, you know, I waited for you while you were pregnant. So if that's true, she didn't make any music or do anything while her friend was pregnant, then I kind of understand her wanting the same loyalty. But honestly, me just seeing Emily this season, I wouldn't even think that she would do something like that. I would never think she would be that nice.
Yeah, I don't think that they had any traction yet in the music. I think that's why she waited. Mm-hmm. And also, Emily didn't get pregnant on accident. She planned this pregnancy knowing what they were trying to do with their music. Mm-hmm. So, no, you chose to sit this out. It wasn't a surprise or a blessing from above in that way. Still a blessing as a baby, but you know what I'm saying? You planned the baby.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think... They, you know, she said, oh, well, Emily said, I waited on you, Bree, when you were pregnant. But like you guys said, I don't think they had any opportunities back when Bree was pregnant. But anywho, Emily persuades Bree to not collaborate with Amaretta. Is that a smart decision on behalf of Bree? Or should she have just went to collaborate with Amaretta?
I don't think it's a smart decision. You know, on the last episode, she had... She found out through Juicy that she was doing her own solo thing. And it seemed like the only reason why Emily was mad because she was doing it behind her back. So I wish she would have just come to her like, hey, I've been presented with an opportunity. I'm going to do this. And I wanted to let you know ahead of time, more so than being like, is it okay if I can do this? Mm-hmm. Because I don't think she should have to get her permission to do something. Yeah. Especially when you can't do it. So why should that stop me from doing it?
Mm. Lauren, any thoughts?
Retweet. I do think it's good because it would, if she just did it secretly, then it would have just caused another issue. But yeah, it's kind of like it's easier to apologize and ask for permission first kind of situation. But I don't know. I mean, Emily, like, at the end of the day, Bree should have said, like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. If you want to pull up with the baby, come on. Like, oh, yeah, you can't, so I'm going to continue to do this.
Yeah, I think that Bree should have definitely collaborated with Amaretta. For her not to collaborate... I don't know. I just think that was a little foolish, but I think she should have worked with her.
I mean, she made it seem like she didn't collab. Like, the reason why she didn't collaborate with her wasn't because of Emily.
Yeah.
Maybe she just heard that snippet of what we saw and was like, I don't want to work with her, because if I saw that, I'd be like, I don't want to work with her either.
The reason she said in the episode was she wants to focus on her solo career and she didn't want to collaborate with anybody because she just wants to focus on her. So I just think that wasn't the real reason. The real reason was that Emily had persuaded her. But, of course, she can't say, you know, Emily said that. Because she's like, no, I just want to focus on my solo career. I don't want to collaborate with anybody right now. I just want to make a name for myself. I think that's a lie. Yeah. So,
as Juicy said, she's all back and no bone. Exactly. I'm going to start saying that.
I like that.
Poor Bree. Hashtag poor Bree.
Nah, she got to stand up for herself.
Yeah, she kind of brings it on herself, honestly. Yeah. She lets Emily bully her around. But like we said in previous shows, it seems like it's the money, honestly, that's kind of keeping her on those puppet strings.
Yeah. Ooh, no, that's true. A puppet, boo. You don't like that? Mean. Pull up. Come on the panel. Tell us you're not. Girl,
don't be coming and snapping on me and you not snapping on Emily, okay? You better keep that energy for your friend.
Keep that energy for your friend. hate that. Like, don't be snapping on me when you can direct all that energy and attention to the one that you're really mad at.
Yeah, because we just want to see you win, Bree. You know, we want to see you still do your thing and not have to sit around. But
poor Bree. But before we go into the next topic, Lauren, you have a message for our viewers?
I do. Hey, guys. We wanted to take a moment to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you're watching us right now on YouTube, like this video right now. Subscribe to our channel right now. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating because the other stars don't really help us. So, yes, all 5 stars. We so enjoy doing what we love here at AfterBuzz, and we thank you guys for supporting us and doing what we love.
Yes.
And shout-outs to you guys in the live chat. Thank you, Chanel and Florinda up in here commenting.
Florinda. Yes. Adames or Adams, I wonder. I think it's Adames. Yeah,
so, guys, let's move on to some real talent. Like Abira.
Lil Vicious.
So, you know, Lil Vicious is working on her mixtape, okay? And her man, Bump Man, he stopped by the studio. So, before I go on, are we all Team Bump Man?
I do. They're very cute. I love how supportive he's been of her, like helping her write songs and collabing with her and showing up to her party. I just think it's so cute.
Yeah, they're adorable. First LP couple.
Yeah. So, are you guys liking their relationship as opposed to Miss Minnie and her comedian boo? Because, you know, he was helping her, too.
Where is he?
Yeah, we ain't seen much of him.
We ain't seen him no more?
They did that little comedy show, and that was the end of that.
Dang. I thought she had a supportive man. He was helping her with her jokes and
Maybe
stuff.
Maybe Pastor Trump was like, what are you doing? Why are you playing with me?
Seriously, doubt that. So,
y'all are silly. Yes, I'm definitely seeing Buckman and Beer. I think they're so adorable. So, we find out that Miss Minnie pulled some strings with your man, GC. Okay? Shout-outs to the First Lady. Thanks. So, Miss Minnie talks with him, and he pulls some strings, and they get a DJ to play the twins' song at the party. Mm-hmm. But Abira gets a little hot-headed, you know? So, how do we feel about that? Because she said her music wasn't played as well. Did she have a right to be mad or not?
She did. I think she definitely overreacted a bit, but I mean, she's a little vicious, so I'm not surprised. But she is right. She shouldn't have brought them there. Like, yeah, I have a surprise for y'all, and then not follow up with, you know, Abira's music. And how hard would it have been just to also play her song in addition to the twins?
I didn't get that either. It's like, why did you have to choose between playing the twins or playing hers? Like, it's one extra song. Yeah. Like, just ask them to play it. So I totally agree with Abira. I'd feel some type of way, too. I don't think I would have gone as far as to being like, I'm going to fire her. Mm-hmm. But I definitely would have felt a type of way about having to sit there and watching them get hyped to their song, but you're not playing my song. Then it's a song with the twins. Like, you ain't even a manager.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah.
No, I feel Abira. I can feel both sides because, Abira, she says that, you know, you invited me to the party as well and said I have a surprise. So, that's like me inviting you guys and only having a surprise for one person, but I present it as I have a surprise for everyone, then I'm expecting, you know, to have a surprise as well. So I can understand how Abira got mad because clearly it wasn't a surprise for her.
Yeah.
And then if you play my partner's song, I'm assuming you're going to play mine too. So I can feel slighted, you know, but then Miss Minnie said that she was working on some extra stuff with Abira. Y'all think Miss Minnie lying or she just said that to keep her warm?
I think she said that because she was upset. I think if Abira didn't get upset about the whole club thing, there would be no album release party. That's honestly how I feel.
You think it was last minute?
Yeah.
It looks a little thrown together.
I mean, it was great. It turned out great, but would she have done it if Abira didn't get upset?
Yeah. I know Buntman, her man, baby daddy number 5. No, I'm just kidding. Her man, though.
Wait, Abira got kids?
She has 4 children. That's why she said she keep going so hard. She got a family to feed. But I think Buntman and Abira as well, their connections in Atlanta brought a lot of those people, if anything. Mm-hmm. Like them advertising, especially Buntman since he's so established in Atlanta.
That's so true. So, yeah, she surprises her with this mixtape album cover. And like y'all think that was thrown together too?
Yeah.
It was a lip. It was like lip. We could do that too.
She got her 12-year-old cousin to draw up something and put it on. Because it looked like a kid's drawing. I'm just going to be honest.
Okay. So we could all agree with Abira when she said, I just think Miss Minnie needs to give me a little bit more. Because Abira felt like, this is just some try to win me over for the meantime type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, and it doesn't help that she's so close to the twins. So, like, why would it be so hard to believe that she'd be showing favoritism or doing extra stuff for them versus Abira?
Yeah. And so the twins got a little upset. Now, do you think that they were overreacting?
I didn't understand why they got in it at all.
Because they called her a hater.
Well, she was saying, she said something about talent, like them lacking talent.
Oh.
She did throw a couple digs in there towards them, and that's why they're like, why are you getting mad at us? Mm-hmm. Like, so.
Yeah, you know, I can understand Abira, because Abira, she do go hard. And, you know, she has been in the game for such a long time. So it is a little bit disrespectful for some newcomers to come along that don't write their own music, that don't do absolutely nothing but memorize it, for them to get their song played in the club. And I've been here putting in so many years and actually have talent. But, yeah, my son doesn't get played. That was petty.
That's
yeah.
the funny part.
That was petty.
Because they don't even memorize it. They still have the paper in the booth each time.
You know what? I'm about to go make a track. You know what? We might need to make a song for the viewers.
I've been saying, we got the mics right here.
Make a song for the viewers.
But, you know, I can say on the flip side, like, because we saw a preview for next week where it looked like Abira was getting upset again that she did something for them. But it's like, the twins were supportive of you at your album release. So it's not like every time something happens with the twins, every time that Minnie helps them do something, it has to be a, well, why isn't it something for me situation? Because then if that was the case, they could have been like that at her album release. Mm-hmm. And they were actually, well, Amanda, because she was the only one who came, was actually being supportive. So I don't think it's fair for her to keep throwing that out, especially if they're not doing the same thing in return.
If she feels like she's being overlooked, then she just needs to pick a manager that's managing one person and that person be her.
Dang, and I'm mad she called Miss Juicy her sister.
Oh yeah, that was the best part. How we forget that?
Girl, I forget that.
First of all, that ain't my sister. Like, your client is concerned, and you going first to Juicy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Minnie probably deep, sorry to cut you off. Minnie was probably deep down inside, like, ooh, she said I'm like Juicy.
Yeah. Probably. She probably wrote that in her journal,
finally somebody acknowledged it.
You saw the comparison.
They seen it.
Playing Juicy, playing Miss Minnie years ago.
That was a good one. That was funny. Yeah, she was funny. She's like, you acting just like your sister. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh. But, you know, all is love. They sort of, you know, come together and make up. And we see Abira and Buffman get all lovey-dovey at the album, at the mixtape release party. So I'm glad he calmed it down, because I think this episode was the first episode we seen Abira get real vicious. Like, she ain't never popped off this season yet.
Not this season.
So, yeah, I'm looking to see more of that. So, we seen a little bit of it for next week. So, hopefully. But, Lauren, let's go ahead and get into our news and gossip.
Okay.
What you got for us, girl? What's the juice?
Can we get the music? I need the music. Hey, guys. So, this news is juicy. So, you know, Miss Minnie, the one that went crazy because she got compared to Miss Juicy for the first time? Well, something else happened for the first time for her. She was actually busted for a DUI.
Mm.
3 days ago in Tennessee, Chattanooga. She got busted. Apparently, police, according to TMZ, got a report that someone was, slept over, we're going to put a C in that, in a car on the highway. And it turns out that that someone was Miss Minnie.
Wait, she pulled over, like, on the side?
Yeah, she was on the side of the road, and she was asleep, according to TMZ. And, she was knocked out at 4'3". They wanted to include her height, that it was a 4'3" star. But Miss Minnie says, a source says that she actually only had one beer and that she wasn't, like, sleep when they picked her up. She was actually texting. So those are two very different things. Dang. But
save yourself, girl. What's the storyline?
If she was texting, though, then she should be able to provide those receipts, in the cloud somewhere. She got all these sobriety tests that she bombed all of them.
Girl,
they asked
real.
Her to recite the alphabet from E to W. She went all the way to Z. They asked her to count backwards, and she couldn't get past 39 from 69. So, yeah. I think sis was drunk. What do y'all think?
I think I can't count backwards, and they would have locked me up even if I wasn't drunk.
Girl.
So if they're basing it off of that, that's not fair.
Yeah, I'm like, what happened to, like, the breathalyzer?
Yeah, the walking the straight line.
And then also, guys, I don't know about Tennessee, but in most states, you can actually deny those tests. You don't actually have to do them. That's a
really
pro tip.
Interesting.
Driving while black.
Well, yeah. I got an issue because if she was pulled over, then technically she can't get a DUI because she wasn't driving nowhere.
True.
She actually was playing it safe because she pulled over to the side. So even if she was sleeping,
I guess because she was still on the highway.
She took a break. I would rather for someone that's drunk to realize it to be like, hold on, let me just pull over and stop driving as opposed to let me just try to make it home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, hey, I think they should have kind of let her off. She was playing it safe.
I don't know. Well,
we'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It's two different storylines, so who's right, who's wrong?
Ciao.
She looked cute in her mugshot, though.
Not really.
No. Not what really. Mugshot? Okay. Well, what y'all think? Let us know in the live chat.
She always looked like that. Shout out to her new like manager haircut. She got that mama driving a Nissan Altima.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, I was like, you do look like you trying to be Miss Deb or something with girl. That little blonde.
Not Miss Deb.
That little blonde shortcut.
Oh my God.
That's how
Ms.
her
Deb.
Mom had be wearing her hair though.
Oh, that's true.
So
like
true.
Mother, like daughter, guys.
Yeah, turn into her mama. That's what happens when you get old.
Girl, you just turned into your mama.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, girl.
Lexi just called you old, Miss Minnie.
When you get older, the older you get, the more like your mother you become, they say.
Cleaning it up.
Is that all the tea we got? We got some more?
That's all the tea for now, but we will be following the story.
That was some good tea.
Yeah, that was some juicy tea.
Oop,
oh, actually, some mini tea.
Mini tea.
Yeah, it was mini tea.
Don't say Miss Juicy or anything juicy when you're talking about Minnie. But, all right, now, guys, let's go ahead and get to these tweets.
Yes.
Lexi, girl, what they talking about on Twitter?
Lots of funny tweets. It made it hard to pick just a few, but I've got some good ones, I think. The first one is at I Am Just Letitia. It says, so, during her interviews, Brie has attitude, confidence, and plenty to say about not wanting to wait on Emily for this rap career. And then... opportunities pop off, and she's playing Mother May I. I'm done. Let Emily keep bossing you around.
The Mother May I.
Mother
take
May
us
I.
To church. Okay.
Mother May I.
I mean, nostalgic.
She
state.
Basically asked for permission, so I guess other than Mother May I, it's pretty on point.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, Emily May I.
Emily May I make this song.
Dang.
We have another one from at Reality Bites. It says, Andrea's self-esteem must be in the toilet. She settles for any and everything Chris says. Shaking my head.
Yeah.
Why, though?
Unfortunately. You know, there was something that I had read, just to keep it real short and sweet, guys. But it's something that deals... everything goes back to childhood, how we live as an adult. And stuff that, you know, we didn't really... heal from in our childhood, or any type of experience we didn't heal from in our childhood leads on to adulthood. So I'm pretty sure that she has some stuff happened to her or felt insecure as a child that she's looking for love. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're looking for love, you're willing to accept it from anybody. Mm-hmm. And it looks crazy to us, but we don't know what type of household she grew up in, because to her, you know how you can have a high tolerance for emotional abuse because you was used to maybe feeling alone or lonely or just not important as a child. So then you get used to it. So then as you get older as an adult, you that's why it's so important to be intentional about everything you do. Because when you don't pay attention to stuff, you do stuff without noticing it and you fall into traps like that. So
yeah.
Sorry, God. That was my little educational moment.
Thank you. So that reached somebody in the choir.
It's just crazy, though, how it just seems like it's so night and day between Amanda and Andrea. Because you have Amanda, who's with Jordan, who gives her the world, basically, and treats her so well. And she just seems like she holds herself to a higher standard than Andrea does and what she does in her relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. But you're right. Things do stem from what we go through, you know, in our past and in our... childhood. So who knows, child? Yeah. You go to therapy.
Yes. Go to therapy, guys. There is nothing wrong with therapy.
Oh, yeah.
I just
want
to say that people try to make fun of it, but it's okay to go talk to someone. You feel like you need to talk to someone, go talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're around people who, unless maybe they're your family and they're older and they're all making fun of therapy, you need to get new friends, because they all need to go.
Yeah.
If they think it's a joke.
Mental health is important. You want to stay healthy.
Okay. At Ray DeMays. It says, I never realized Chris had that big A tattoo of Andrea name on his neck. He ain't ever there long enough to get a good look at him. Same thing we said. Hey. That must be what it is. He never just sitting in one spot. He always on the go.
Okay. Yeah. Always running out that door.
We have another one from at It's My Gray Life. It says, that album cover looks like a 9-year-old drew it, like that's supposed to calm Abira down. Girl, bye.
Right. Abira, she already, she said that.
You'll have to do more. And sorry, really quick, does the artist not get a say in their album cover?
Like, I would want to design my own. Like, where did that design come from? Like, she didn't want no picture of herself. She didn't want any of that. It's just some lips with lightning bolts.
Well, y'all said she did it last minute, so,
she definitely did.
She didn't have time to go look for a pretty picture of a beer. She's like, let me get this real
quick. Are you saying that a pretty picture of a beer is hard to find?
No, I'm saying that she didn't have time to go look for a picture.
I mean, because Instagram is like a click away.
It was way less energy to have her little niche draw it than to go look on Instagram.
Type it up real quick, you know.
And the last one is from at Sweet and Sour Marcy. I agree with the beer. Why even invite her if you're not going to play her music? Music too, but we all know how many is up the twins' ass.
Wait, y'all think that? Yes. Y'all think she kissing?
Yes, Minnie's obsessed with the twins. She wants to be a triplet so bad.
Yeah. She did feel mad when she got replaced in the wedding.
Yeah.
Dang, Minnie. So, she needs so friends and identity.
Mm-hmm. And a man, because where's Odell?
Dang, Minnie.
And I think that's why it's so different. Like, you know, when she does stuff for Abira, the twins don't really feel the type of way. But I can see being Abira where it's like, those are your besties. So why would it be so hard to believe that you would be looking out for them more than you look out for me?
Dang. Whoa, that was a lot of tea and juice for this episode, guys. You guys, it was a lot. We need to get into these predictions for next week. What y'all thinking of what's going to happen next week? Who wants to start first? Who got their thoughts together? All right, Lauren, girl, predictions.
I like the noise. Are we playing this out? Okay. Okay, to the end.
Go ahead.
So, I believe Abira is going to still feel slighted. And like she said, she started being overlooked. She's going to still pop off. I believe that Andrea is going to hesitantly share that Chris is back in the house. And Chris is just going to continue to be Chris.
Whew, Lexi girl, predictions.
I agree. I think, you know, Chris and Andrea are going to officially be back together. Her sister's going to find out. The rest of her family's going to find out. And nobody's going to be happy about it.
Yeah, I agree. My predictions is that Chris and Andrea are going to be at odds with the rest of the family and the friends because nobody is Team Chris.
Mm-mm.
Especially after that stuff he pulled at the wedding. He didn't come. That should have been the end of it right there.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to see what's going on with Abira when she starts snapping again because I need to see Abira get hot. Because she brings the heat to the episode. So next, you didn't see the previews?
Oh yeah, I was just thinking when you said Abira that nobody really addressed why Abira wasn't at the wedding.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Like I still want to know. Like nobody talked about it.
Girl, she was a bump man.
We should have her on. Maybe she'll give us the tea.
I wish she would come, Abira. Come see us, girl.
I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any like tension or like they wouldn't have invited her, she just wouldn't have come if she was, so maybe she honestly just couldn't make it and she told them ahead of time and we just didn't know.
Well guys, I guess we'll just have to keep watching and we'll have to find out. Maybe they'll say it. Well guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been such a great episode and thank you for talking with us in the live chat and joining us. This was great. We'll catch you here next week, next time. But before we go, Lauren, where can we find you at?
Hey, guys. You can find me, Lauren Mayo, on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud, on YouTube at Lauren Mayo, and at UCB if you're in LA. Come see my show July 6th.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, girl. Lexi, girl, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Lexi Pierce.
Everybody, of course, AJ, follow me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl and check out my YouTube channel, AJ Talks. And we'll see you guys next week. Buzz you later.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.